You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, so working left to right, 118-117. Heat on top, Champagne near midcourt on the left side. Champagne does not have a timeout. He's got to get it in, into Carrington. Carrington left sideline, guarded by Hawkins. Carrington drives, left elbow, flips up the shot, and scores at the buzzer. He's mobbed by his teammates. He put it high off the glass to avoid the Hawkins block. And Bob Carrington driving and scoring. And the Wizards winning 119-118.
That's another one of those great moments of 2025 that might be a bad thing. How did that affect their lottery odds? Do we remember? I don't know if it did or not. I think they might have been locked in where they were. But
I don't think it did.
For them, still, I'm sick of the NBA lottery. I'm really done with it.
Well, maybe they'll make some changes. That is what's going on. But, I mean, it's...
The lowest they could pick was sixth, Doc, and they picked sixth. Now, luckily, yeah. I think Trey Johnson is just fine. And I think Alex Saar, when they did get the second overall pick, I think
He's not a bust.
When all said and done, the best player in that draft.
He's not a bust.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm praying they get better luck this year. I would love to see A.J. DeBonsa in the red, white, and blue of the Wizards.
You. Yeah. Yeah, I've given up on all of it because I don't trust it. If you're asking me if I don't think anything they do is rigged, I'd say you'll never have my trust again.
Well, I mean, the frozen envelope.
Yeah, I don't trust them.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to Mike in Landover. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Good evening, gentlemen.
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, like I was mentioning, I think what they're waiting to do is just have a complete reset and don't want to have these kids pick up any more bad habits or anything negative. For, you know what I'm saying, how the year's been going, and have a complete reset, a different philosophy on offense and defense. And I think, to be honest with you, they're going to get rid of Kingsbury. I don't know if back remember, but I had mentioned last year how Houston, but the biggest key, and you see they did the same change to their offensive coordinator. Because it's too consistent on Daniels being in the shotgun and too much of his ability and not allowing the rest of the team to have a continuous flow. And they want to see what that kid Sanders still in the corner, because he's not really the number one corner. But he fits somewhere in the scheme, and they really want to fit the players they have, so they have to see exactly what they have. And that's what I think they're going to, because Kingsbury,
Appreciate that.
I'm glad he's here the second year, but it shows.
Appreciate it, Mike.
That's good stuff, man. Well thought out. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm in that club, too. I like Cliff. I just like him with somebody else. We just don't agree philosophically. We have a different – doesn't mean he's wrong or I'm right. All I'm saying is that it does not my cup of tea. Because when I come into a fight and I already know what your strategy is, you lost me.
Yeah, I like Cliff. And I think if you gave me the option, I would keep Cliff over DQ. But I think – there are some frustrations about his philosophy. You do need to see him committed to run the football. And when I say run the football, Doc, I'm not saying RPO. I'm not saying read option. I'm saying turn around and hand the ball off to whoever the running back is.
Yeah, but since we agree that we disagree, let's just part ways. You know, all I'm saying is that I don't want to argue with you because you've already making me look bad enough because you make me look like I'm not in charge.
Yeah.
Why am I arguing with you? You work for me. I'm telling you, I don't like the results. So you're going to defy me and just do it anyway? Then you gone.
Well, and I'm still mystified because it never seems to match what I see with my eyes.
You got to be willing to accept what you see from these
people.
Well,
and I I'm someone that leans more on what I see versus what the numbers tell me, because numbers can lie. But, Doc, if I told you that the Washington Commanders come into Week 18 as the team with the fourth most rushing yards. Would you believe me?
No, I would think it's a loaded question.
And they're the 14th. They've run the ball the 14th most times. So there's kind of what we're talking about, not committing to it. They're fifth in the league in yards per attempt. Mm-hmm. So maybe right there it tells you the fact that they are fifth in yards per attempt and fourth in yards, but they're only 14th in rush attempts. You should run the football more. They're 60 behind the Buffalo Bills, who are number one in terms of rushing attempts this season.
Even the youngest fans to the game can see that, and they feel that. What do people walking down the street see? When they see me, they go, hey, man, why don't they run the ball more? That's what everybody stops me.
Yeah.
Why are you asking me? I don't have a direct line to him. If I did, it's the same thing I would do. I mean, he's doing his job. He's getting paid. They obviously are cool with him. They keep paying him. Why should he stop doing what he's doing? Obviously, nobody in the building has a problem with his play selection. So why should he change?
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. We'll wrap things up in the final hour coming up next at 7:45. We'll turn things over to Wizards basketball. But until then, Toby Altizer and Doc Walker with you here on The Fan.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.